Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Shannon,
and this is my sister Lily,
and we're from the Vegan Danish Bakery located in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And today we're going to be making a traditional Danish wedding cake, also used in the rest of Scandinavia, like Norway, Sweden, and Finland, for weddings and also for anniversaries and sometimes New Year's parties. We'll need 2 packs of marzipan, and this particular brand happens to be vegan. It's made in Denmark. You can find it at most major grocery stores. And then we'll have the icing sugar, and this is Redpath icing sugar. It's vegan. And then we have Earth Balance butter sticks, which is a vegan alternative to butter. Then we'll have the pure almond extract, and then there's all-purpose flour. So first we'll start off with the Earth Balance vegan butter. And we'll put that in the bowl. And you need 2 cups. Okay, next we'll need the marzipan. And this is a vegan marzipan. The best way to mix this is either with a very slow mixer or you can just use your hands. My hands are all clean and ready to go.
And you want to leave your the vegan butter out to soften in advance, so it'll make the mixing a lot easier.
Do you mind putting in the icing sugar, Lily?
Sure, all in one shot.
Yeah, that's okay. So just put that in there. So now that we've added 2 cups of icing sugar, then we just have to knead this, just gently put it in, because you don't want a poof cloud happening here. So right now we're putting 5 cups of white flour in. That's great, thank you. So right now we're kneading the dough, and it's granular, so you just want to make sure everything's mixed through. So just put the water in, and that is 4 tablespoons of water. Great. And what we'll need next is to measure out 1 teaspoon of the almond extract. So it's going to take a little strength to just push this all together. It's starting to take shape now. It's becoming a nice firm dough.
And marzipan is very popular in Denmark. They cover it in chocolate, dip them, they eat it just right out of the package.
Yeah.
And use it in a lot of their sweets and their baked goods. It's a flavor that is definitely
a favorite
in Danish. Yep.
This dough has to go through a cookie press, so it's a good idea to make sure that it's soft enough that it won't jam your cookie press.
Now you can make the kanseke without a cookie press, and then you'd need a little bit of a firmer dough, I think. But to get it nice and uniform in shape, the cookie press does help that out a lot.
Definitely.
Are we ready for the cookie press?
I think so.
Okay, so this is a cookie press. So this, load the dough into the container.
Yeah. It's a perfect size if you just have the original adapter before the nozzles go on, but we can use this to dispense the marzipan because it'll be the perfect size
dough.
This marzipan dough here. So we'll just put that into the cookie press. So, there's a whole series of pans, 6, and they're all in different sizes. So let's just lay them out here in front. Now you might want to practice a little bit with your cookie press, because if you move it along too fast, I'll just demonstrate it. If you do like this too fast, it's going to start breaking. You want one of it to be a nice steady roll so that you end up getting a nice even size of the dough coming out of the press. And you want to grease these pans really well because there's quite a bit of sugar in here and it might cause the cookies to burn onto the pans. We'll just start with the biggest ring because you want a nice steady ring. Make sure you have enough dough in your cookie press, otherwise it's better not to have certain breaks along the way or it may fall apart when you take it out.
You have to remove it,
When you start. So if you're starting here, it's good to start every ring in the same place so that it all pretty much lines up. So we can just give this a little pat here. There we go. Just even it out. It will expand in the oven, and you don't have to worry too much about having it absolutely perfect. There we go. But the smoother, the better it is in the end. Thank you. want it absolutely perfect, you can always dip your finger in a little bit of water and then just sort of smooth it over. And that'll hide all the seams.
Yeah, of course, you'd want to do this times six in all the little pans.
That's right.
Which will then achieve 18 rings.
Okay.
And each ring is a unique size.
Yeah.
They're each different.
Each ring is just slightly smaller, maybe by like a quarter of an inch smaller than the other ring before it. Now, if you don't have a cookie press, what you want to do is, if you're making a small cake, and small means it's approximately 18 inches tall, well, you can take your dough, put it on a clean counter or surface, and then you have to roll it out about half an inch to an inch. I'd say 1 inch is good. You can do it bigger too. If you want, the taller you want the cake, the wider your rings are going to be. So it takes a little practice though to get them even. If it gets too sticky on your counter, you can always add a little flour. It also makes this easier to handle if you're doing it by hand. So if you're doing it by hand, you should have a drawn out pattern, maybe on a piece of parchment paper or wax paper that you can lay your rings out and have them size, and then put them on a cookie sheet with the parchment paper underneath. There we go. So you can actually make little rings like that. So now we're finished putting all the dough into the pans, and you'll see there's about a few rings worth of dough left, just in case after you bake it, if one ring breaks or whatever, there's enough dough to replace
that. That's the backup plan.
So why don't we take it over to the oven? I've got it preheated to 350, and let's see if they all fit. Just space them evenly in the oven. 5 and 6. Oh, wonderful. All fit in the oven. Great.
Yes, they do. All
okay,
right.
Perfect.
And how long
and
will we
bake them? And you want them in the middle tray of the oven. So now we can set the timer. Let's see here. So we'll need to bake it for 10 minutes. So now while we're waiting for the kaiseki to bake, why don't we go and pet Bing Bing and give him some food, because I'm sure he's hungry by now.
Okay.
While that's there, we have an icing recipe. Basically, it's icing sugar and almond extract.
And water.
A little touch of water. So I put 2 cups of icing sugar in the bowl. And then we should put in, let's start with 1 tablespoon.
Now we're adding a second tablespoon.
Second tablespoon. And actually, I can tell it'll need a third.
And if it gets too wet, you just add more icing sugar.
Just add more icing sugar, yeah.
Do we need more sugar? It's a little bit wet, isn't it?
Yeah, let's just add a little bit.
So this is at the wing it stage. Now
so let's change that to 2.5 tablespoons of water per 2 cups. So now you can see, like, it's a nice sort of thick texture. And it's optional, but if you'd like, you can add a little extra almond extract to the mixture. I would say I like almonds, so I'm going to add 1/8 of a teaspoon.
The almond extract gives it that Danish flavor, which is
most liked.
Yeah.
So now we're done. And that's the icing. So I'm just going to put the icing in a bag. You can either use just a Ziploc bag if you don't have the confectioner's icing bags, or you can use these little bags here. These are just the disposable type. There we go. Give it a good twist. Now, when you're cutting the tip for the icing bag, it's best to start off very small, because we can always make it a little bigger.
Okay, I think they're
ready.
Ready? I think so.
Have a look. Okay, and the icing is ready too. Fine, that's good. So let's turn that off. Let's get these out. So while they're cooling down, this is a good time for us to look at how to make the fondant flowers, which we'll be decorating the cake with. Okay, so why don't we start making the fondant? So we'll need 1/3 cup of butter, which is the Earth Balance vegan butter sticks. And then we need 1/3 cup of light corn syrup. It looks prettier. We want to do white flour, so. And then we'll put 2.5 cups of icing sugar.
Okay, one, so that one,
two. There we go.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just put that into the brew here. Give it a little stir. We're just going to add some clear vanilla. So this is 1 teaspoon. And then we want to put in 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Okay, so just keep folding in the icing sugar, and the butter should be pre-softened so that it's not as hard as a rock. Okay, so I think at this point, it's partial solid and some icing sugar. We're going to want to mix it with our hands. So let's get our hands in there.
That'll make a fair amount of flowers, won't it?
Oh yeah, this will make enough for a few cakes. You can save it in the fridge in an airtight container or a Ziploc bag, and it'll keep for
a really long time.
Yeah, a really long time. At least a month. If you have a nice cold fridge, 2 or 3 months. You can see it's a little sticky, so we're just going to slowly add the icing sugar. Just pour 1/2 cup. You can pre-build the flowers, because what we'll be doing is building flowers out of the fondant and then letting them dry so that they're easier to apply to the cake and they'll hold their shape.
Shall we do another 1/2 cup?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go.
Okay. It's better to start off wet and then increase your icing sugar to get the right consistency. Okay, so now it's more like a solid dough. So let's put this on the counter, clean counter, of course. So now we're gonna knead this fondant and get it into a nice smooth.
Yeah, because you want it completely blended.
Yeah.
So your flowers are perfect. Do we need more icing sugar on that?
Yeah, if you can sprinkle a little on my counter, that'd be great. Once it's like a plasticine or Play-Doh texture, we're almost ready to go. If your fondant is too shiny, then you need a little more icing sugar. Ours is a little shiny.
More sugar?
Yep, just a little.
And of course, these flowers you can use on anything. It doesn't have to be on the kanseke.
No, you can even make fun shapes, or if you have kids, they can play with it to make any kind of decoration for cakes or cupcakes or little sculptures. It's always fun. Now you're getting a more of a satiny sort of finish, and that's the kind of finish you want on your fondant.
Charming viewers, please join us on Friday, December the 17th, when we'll learn how to shape gorgeous edible fondant flowers with the professionals Shannon and Lily of Vegan Danish Bakery. We'll also be icing and putting the finishing touches on the 18-layer vegan kransekage. Coming up now is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May kindness and warmth of good company bring sweetness to your days. Indulge in yummy-licious gourmet confections at Vegan Danish Bakery, 7718 Yonge Street, Thornhill, Ontario, Canada, 001-905-882-1331. www.vegandanishbakery.com vegandanishbakery.com. Details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.